The absurd modern architecture of the École d'Économie de Paris blocked all lines of fire. The building had colorful, narrow windows set at odd angles that left no clear view into the building. That's why the shepherd and his brothers had planned the shot as they had. The annual Christmas Eve brunch gathering of economic heavyweights never had much security. Until today. Around the world, men like David Fontes were afraid, and with fear came extra protection.
"What do you suggest, General?"
While the shepherd waited for a reply, he mentally recited the words. An international brotherhood, united by General Key for a singular mission, to end the Great Replacement, to restore the sovereignty of nations, to birth a new era of freedom. He felt no shame in failing General Key. There was mutual respect between them. Not enough for the shepherd to proceed on his own, but enough to report what had happened honestly and reassess the situation. He was a soldier awaiting the next command. But the long silence on the line worried him. Another icy breeze snuck through the window, and he raised his jacket collar against the cold. General Key said,
"Tell me exactly what happened."
The shepherd explained. As expected, the limousine had been traveling south on Boulevard des Marechaux and turned right on Rue de la Tombe Issoire. That's when everything went wrong. His target hadn't slipped out of the limo onto the sidewalk and walked the 30 feet to the entrance. Instead, two men had gotten out, each holding a large umbrella. Then two more men, also with umbrellas. The four men stood close together near the rear door. The snow had come fast, landing on the four umbrellas covering the four men. Further obscuring the shot was a large tree strung with Christmas lights that stood near the parked car. David Fontes had exited the limo and hustled into the École d'Économie de Paris, a man on either side of him, plus one in front and one behind. Only the lower portion of his legs had been visible.
"C'est impossible," the shepherd concluded.
"We can't deviate from the schedule. Security will only grow tighter."
"What would you have me do? There is simply no shot."
"Did you bring backup?"
A black duffel bag sat next to him.
"Oui."
"Then you know what to do."
The shepherd considered as he glanced again at the blur of movement behind the colorful windows.
"It's too uncertain."
"You'll have to go in."
A twinge of annoyance bubbled up within him. He'd argued for a different location, and he'd been right. Damn modern architecture. As ugly as it was pretentious, and now it had cost him dearly. France really was going to hell.
"I go in, I may not come out."
General Key said nothing. The shepherd thought. That morning, he'd felt the first twinge of doubt when reading a new theory about the 9 murders that had spread online. It had made its way onto French TV, and, as he'd packed his duffel bag, he'd listened to the report. His cause was just and right, but that didn't mean others weren't benefiting from it as well.
"These theories on the internet, on TV, they are false."
"All of them. False. I think you refer to one in particular."
The shepherd was on high alert for a change in General Key's tone, but the voice modifier made his words sound similarly warped and tinny.
"Oui."
"False. Ibo Kane was one of the targets we considered. Hardly a mastermind. The reporter behind those lies will be... well..."
The shepherd knew a threat when he heard it. He'd read the article, but hadn't checked the byline. If General Key had said he was coming for the reporter, then he was. And if he was coming for the reporter, there could be truth to what she'd written. But never mind. Whether or not there was truth to it, David Fontes deserved to die.
"If I don't make it out, will you call my mother? I'm supposed to be there for church and Christmas dinner."
Their tradition was a late dinner after Christmas Eve church services. Roast turkey with chestnuts, oysters, foie gras, and cheeses.